7:45, 702 Drive. I am Thabo Mdluli in for John Perlman. And there's been lots of talk since the appointment of the new board at Eskom. Pravin Gordhan, Minister of Public Enterprises, announcing a lineup of a full 13-member board as at Eskom. Now, of course, following the announcement, the argument has been whether or not this is a board with capacity to turn the utility around. Others have been saying changing the Eskom board is a futile exercise. Let's hear what David Lipsy, scientist, energy and resilience expert, has to say on that. David, good afternoon and thank you very much for your time today on 702 Drive. Is it a futile exercise or is it a capacity building exercise?
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. Good to be with you today. I think it's important that there is a full board, but I'm concerned that the board doesn't have enough time to do the job that's required. This kind of board needs to be a full-time membership board. And there's, you know, Eskom is a conglomerate. It's a huge organization with hundreds of different parts to it. And, you know, it could take a week to prepare for a board meeting. And then the board meeting is 1 or 2 days. So I just don't see how people that are on 10 boards, for example, such as the new chairperson, who's also the chairman of Nedbank and another big company, I just don't see how they can have the time and commitment to do the kind of work that's necessary to bring the electrification of South Africa back online.
Yeah. Others have been saying, well, it's not necessarily their job to do that, but theirs is to ensure that there is capacity, for example, in the management, and that is the first task that they need to look at. At least they must understand the broad environment and being able then to steer and direct that management. They don't have to dedicate, I suppose, all their time there when there is a management that is competent.
You know, I understand what you're saying, and what I would want the board to be doing is to be asking the really difficult questions. And the only way to really do that is to be able to get the management accounts, get the financial statements, get all that kind of information, have the time to delve into them deeply, to look not just into the global accounts, but into the specific accounts of each power station. I mean, if 1.3 billion rand of parts were stolen at one power station, which we know about, you know, how did that happen? Why didn't they notice when 1 rand of parts were missing? You know, what's going on at Eskom? Why aren't we asking the deep questions? At least if there's a board and they've got the time and energy and capability to actually ask these questions, then we can be assured that we're getting the right kind of answers we need. I also think that the board should have much more senior engineering talent on it. You know, people like civil engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, you know, one of each, plus, you know, scientists, plus an energy expert or two, civil society. I've been looking at some of the old boards that Eskom had, and the board had people from inside Eskom, it had people from government, and it had people from civil society. And I think that it's really important that the deep and detailed questions get answered, and I don't see how the board will have the time to do that in the way that they've been organized at the moment.
So what do you make? I mean, there are, one would say, some of those which you are already mentioning, some who have been activists in this particular area, some who've been in labor in this particular area. I'm thinking here, Begin Charlie being one. Also in that board, you have names like Triforce Romano being in that board. Many people that those are certainly names that are particularly good in terms of the work that they've been doing in the country broadly, but also now coming in at Eskom. Teto Nyati is one that has been cited as being an engineer, I believe a mechanical engineer, if I'm not mistaken. So there is some of that in there.
You know, I've been looking up all of these people and trying to find articles that they've written about energy and about Eskom over the last 5 years, and there's very limited information about what they've been saying, what their stance is. You know, the new chairperson has been at Eskom before. There's an article on the Nedbank website where he speaks about sustainability, renewable energy, and so on. But right now, we don't just need renewable energy. We still need coal. We still need our nuclear power station in Cape Town, at least for the next few years. You know, there's a whole very complicated infrastructure that's needed, and I understand that you're saying that the board is not the leadership of Eskom not running the day-to-day affairs. We've got Durator and the CFO and the COO and the other board members who are actually running Eskom, but I just don't know that they are able to deal with all the firefighting that they need to do, as well as bring Eskom into the 21st century.
Yeah. So except for the fact that, one, you're saying they're, most of them would not be working full time on this Eskom because of their busyness and the schedules that they hold in other boards and the lack of the engineering skill that you're talking about. How would you have wanted then this particular board to have been constituted?
You know, like I said, I think that we need to find people that have been talking about Eskom, have been involved in making suggestions, who've got long-term forecasts, who understand energy and efficiency and electricity and all the different components. I just don't see that in the board. I understand what you're saying and what many other commentators and advisors and others are saying, that the board's job is to be an oversight committee. But I think we already have that in the Department of Energy, the Department of Public Enterprises, the Department of the Presidency. There already are those committees that are involved in SCOPA. We already have all of those committees. The board really needs to be much more focused and dedicated to helping Eskom to solve the really complex challenges that it has, because 60 million people in South Africa, maybe another 40 million people in Southern Africa, maybe probably more than that, you know, need Eskom to be up and running, fully capacitated, going around the different parts of Eskom, looking at what's required. And as I said before, is really, you know, understanding the nitty-gritty. I mean, I don't think they need to understand how a compressor works or how a generator works or how a reheater works in a power station. That's unnecessary. But I do think that if we're having constant problems with boiler leaks, then someone needs to go there and say, what are we doing about solving this problem that we've had since at least 2013, recurring, getting worse? You know, who is asking those questions?
Yeah. David Livzek, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming on. Scientist and energy resilience expert there, saying we need a board that will be working full-time in the Eskom project of turning it around, but not only that, a board that will not be in other boards, you know, questioning also whether or not these guys have in the last 5 years or so been really focused on energy. What have they produced in terms of papers, academic work that is there, the analysis of what has been happening in the energy space? What do you make of what David Libzicht is raising there as far as the makeup of the board at Eskom?